School of Sit, Sioux City's Cool 99.5. The birds are singing this morning. There's Blackbird with the Beatles. It's a Fab Four Friday, giving you Beatle breaks out of the top of every hour, every Friday, proving once again that nobody gives you more from rock and roll's most influential band than we do here at Cool 99.5 in Sioux City, Iowa, affectionately known as Tommy Town this time of year. And, of course, we've got the big Tommy Bolin Festival going on this weekend over at the Chesterfield and McBear's parking lots. And, hey, Trace, come over here real quick first. Trace Keene, go to the microphone over there. We have these commemorations. You can see I'm wearing my Tommy Bolin button this morning.
We appreciate it, Big Daddy. They look good on you.
They look good on me. They sure do. That's a very nice button, and you only had a limited number. Have you sold them all yet?
We still do have some supplies in store right now. There's going to be a big show tonight at Strikers Lounge with a lot of the players where you can still pick them up. $10 for 10 bands. It's going to go on all day Saturday from noon to midnight, and then from midnight to close inside the Chesterfield afterwards.
Now, Trace, you're one of the organizers of this event. We're trying to make this the biggest Tommy Bolin Festival so far. Now, if I understand right, it's been in other locations before. Is that not correct?
It's been out in Colorado. It's been throughout Iowa several times. The Surf Ballroom hosted several of the events over the years. And fortunately for the people in Sioux City, it's back where it belongs here in Tommy's hometown. And the entertainers are in town, and it should be a great show starting tonight at Strikers. And we're really looking forward to it, Big Daddy.
Okay, now let me ask you this, because you were going to bring in Jim Dandy yesterday. And you know something, pal. I kind of half expected it. Let me just ask you, were they partying it up a little too much? Is that why they didn't make it in?
There may have been a little too much fun down at the Chesterfield the night before. The boys got together with John Hurt and up on stage and did a version of Sympathy for the Devil. And after that, it was kind of all downhill. I don't think that anything could top that. And the boys just weren't quite well-rested enough to come in the next morning.
No, speaking of John Hurt, John's in studio with us. John, nice to meet you.
That's right. Nice to meet you, too.
It's very nice to meet you. John, give me a little background on yourself. I'm holding onto a CD here. John Hurt and Wally Z, Across the Border. First off, tell me about this CD.
That CD is, ever since I've been on the Bolin scene, I've met a lot of great musicians, including Bobby Berge and Johnny Bolin. But there's a drummer in Canada named Wally Z, Wally Zelanka. And he lives in Paris, Ontario, and anybody from Paris has got to be cool, even if it's Paris, Ontario. But I met him on the scene. He played in some bands like Osgood Slaughter and Billion Dollar Babies, which was one of Canada's biggest Alice Cooper tribute bands that had the full Alice Cooper show. And Wally is an excellent musician, and he and I worked on this album, Across the Border. It's available on CD Baby. And my own site is at Rampant, R-A-M-P-A-N-T, zone.com. You can find out more about me and Wally and Bobby Berge. Many people who know Tommy, I do a lot of work with Bobby Berge. You play drums on Tommy's Private Eyes album that had Post Toasty and some of the biggest hits. And Bobby Berge's going to be in town tonight playing at Strikers, and he's going to be playing at Fest tomorrow. So we will have Johnny Bolin on drums and Bobby Berge on drums. And my other qualifications are is I'm the webmaster for the Tommy Bolin Archives website, which is based out of Denver, but Johnny Bolin is one of the owners. And we've got 30 titles of Tommy Bolin's legacy CDs that are available. And you can find out more about Tommy's CDs at www.tbolin.com, T-B-O-L-I-N.com. That's the website that I do. That's a really, really popular message board where every day gets traffic and there are personality people write in and stuff. The CDs from the Tommy Bolin Archives are available either through some select stores or at cdbaby.com. I produced the last five CDs for the archives myself, and so if you get the Tommy Bolin, the last show of his life, the night that he died in Miami, I produced that CD live at the Jet Bar, which is real popular. It had a couple great local guitarists, Roger Rothwell and John Bartalon, that played with Tommy when he was alive. This is recorded in 76 here in town around Thanksgiving. And three other CDs. But I've been a player since 1974, and have played professionally for a long time, but then I got where I kind of liked the normal life mixed with doing music, and now I only do larger shows like this and stuff like that, and then studio projects like this Across the Border that I did with Wally Z. I'm also on the Boland Foundation board, and if you want to find out more to contribute to the charities that are associated with the Boland family, you'd go to Tommy Boland, that's BOLIN.org. And the thing is about these fests is that Johnny is able to contribute money to some local charities. Like, what was it last year, Trace, the Boys Club?
Boys Club was the beneficiary of last year's. In years before, it's been some of the public schools. And I believe this year, Johnny's beneficiary will be the Sioux City Public Museum.
Very cool. Yeah. So, you being the website master then, is there, I mean, you hear that there is a very big increased resurgence in Tommy Boland.
I absolutely think that. When I started 5 years ago, Tommy is so good that his music that he wrote is fairly timeless. You can listen to it now and it doesn't sound as dated as some of the old bands like Cat and Beyond or somebody like that. They really sound of their time. Tommy's music sounds like now, but the thing was is that he just was such a great rock player. He played fast, but he played clean, and you understood everything that he played, and his playing was sexy, and so people are into it. But for some reason, and I think I can identify it for a few things, Tommy's getting even more popular right now. There's been a little bit more exposure, but I think that the younger guys that are like 18 to 25 or so, a lot of them are getting away from the Satriani, Steve Vai type shredders and wanting to hear some classic rock that was done at its very, very best, that can still capture your imagination and thrill you. And I think that Tommy supplies that looks-wise. I think that his playing and diversity of his material, but I'm running into lots of young people. As the Archives webmaster, I get contacted by people from all over, the Ukraine, from Australia. Sometimes it's almost more than I can handle how many people are getting a hold of me, but these are a lot of the people are older people that have been in a Tommy forever, but there are so many people in their 20s that are contacting me right now wanting to find out more about it. And I do these online tutorials that I record that are about 25 minutes long on how to play some of Tommy's songs, and I've got like 8 or 10 of them up, and I on my Rampant Zone site and on the TommyTBoland.com site, I've got links to download how to play Getting Tighter with Deep. See, Tommy was a Deep Purple for a while.
Sure.
And that was his huge exposure.
He took over for Blackmore.
Right, he took over for Ritchie Blackmore. And I've posted how to play some songs like Teaser. And I said, what I do is I go down to my studio and put them up a mic and I play the tune and tell people, this is the chord. Here's my suggestion on how to play this riff and stuff.
So you're going to tell us how to play Teaser.
Yeah.
You got your guitar with you today?
Yeah, I did.
You have it with you?
I
want to learn how to play. I want to learn how to play Teaser. Okay, that's going to come up. John Hurt, thank you very much for stopping in. I want you to get your guitar ready, and let's see what we got. We're going to learn how to play Tommy Boland's Teaser up next on the Big Daddy program.
When your kids come home from their
producers through the Beef Checkoff.
Rock's coolest hit, Sioux City's Cool 99.5. Our forecast being brought to you this morning by Great Outdoor RV in Mapleton. It's going to be another warm one today with a high of 95. Slight chance of showers tonight, low down to 73. And look at tomorrow for the Tommy Boland Festival. Hot, hot, hot. And like Jim Dandy would say, we're going to get hot and nasty with high temperatures to be in the hundreds tomorrow. So, look forward to it, man. It's 72 this morning, and I've got in studio John Hurt. And John is he's in charge of the Tommy Boland website. He's also, are you playing, John? You're playing in the tribute band with, and that's, what time are you guys going on? If I remember right, it's
Trace might have to help me, but it's around 7:30.
Well, in fact, I can tell you right here, I have the, we start out the day. Oh, by the way, Trace, come on over to the microphone here. Very nice job of putting together this group. Scarlet Runner, I saw those guys backing up Johnny Winter. They're going to come right out of the chute with some great rock and blues, man.
Well, a lot of the credit's got to go to Brent down at the Chesterfield. The folks down at the Chesterfield have been absolutely fantastic to us last year, this year. And they've really put a lot of resources at our disposal, and we owe them a lot.
Scarlet Runner starts out at 12 o'clock. Elijah Blue, Driving Rain, Mountain Ash, Craig Erickson, and the tribute band, which John Hurt plays in, is going to get going about 7:35. So you're going to teach us how to play Teaser from Tommy Boland. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the song, here's how it goes. Now that's Tommy doing it. Okay, now you've got an acoustic guitar in here. Ladies and gentlemen, John Hurt. You're a good player, man. You could play. How about, okay, here's Wild Dogs. Listen to this here. Can you do Wild Dogs? Cool, man. You know that I was playing Wild Dogs behind you on the air, and you were hitting it verbatim. God, very cool.
Up some tunes for you too, and one of the ones I wanted to play, I always like to try and play a few new tunes at each fest instead of playing the same sets over and over.
Yeah.
So I learned like Jim James Gang, like Devil Singing Our Song, and I worked up a thing when I was playing it in the room this morning, and I was hoping nobody else could hear it. And so I'm over at the Quality Inn, and I'm playing. Devil is singing our song, and I'm thinking, how do I hope these people can't hear me? And so I walk out and I go around the corner, and both rooms on both sides of me, the windows are plastered with Tommy Bolin posters. So on both sides of me at the hotel, the night before they weren't there, they showed up during the night, you know, for the fest. And I'm going, oh, thank God, you know, I'm playing all this Bolin stuff real loud on an acoustic at 5 in the morning, because I got up early in the morning to try and work it up so I wouldn't come in here totally dead. And it was so cool seeing Tommy's picture. In the windows, you know. So there's a lot of people from out of town here. So tonight at Strikers, and tomorrow, they can sound like an ad guy because I'm a musical dude, but it was really cool seeing that there's a lot of out of town people showing up.
You know, they say to play good music, you have to have passion for it. And you're obviously very passionate about the Tommy Bolin music.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I'm not as famous as I am. My feature is that a lot of guys get famous, and you got about 3 intense years, and you get burned out real hard. And I got out of touring because I felt like it was going to eventually eat up my creativity. You pay for it by being obscure, but you still play stuff. I played with people like Jason Bonham. And Albert Collins is just out of the blue. He said, we need someone strong to come down here and do that. And
in fact, Albert Collins lives on the Big Daddy in the Morning program because he's the one that gives us this.
Nobody leaves this place without singing the blues.
There's Albert. Yeah. Nobody leaves this place without singing the blues.
Yeah, really. Is that from Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to talk some more, I'm afraid I'm going to screw something up.
What would you got any more Tommy Bolin tunes to play for us here? What's your favorite all-time Tommy Bolin?
The one I'm playing best on. Well, I like a Savannah Woman. Some people might have heard. Give them some tastes.
All right. Before you do that, let's listen to this. Let's listen to. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? I'm sorry, Tom.
Did you get your envelope?
I got my envelope. Thank you very much. Okay, let's listen to this. Let's listen to Savannah Woman. Here's how Tommy did it here. And here's how John Hurt does it.
Yeah. What I like is the bridge.
This is so cool. I mean, you're going to be part of the Tommy Bolin tribute band tonight. Yep, who's some of the other guys in the band?
If they let me play.
If they let you play. Is this a bunch of guys that's getting together who can play Tommy Bolin tunes, or what is it?
Yeah, but when you're at a certain professional level, you can get together and pull it off as long as everybody listens to each other, because Johnny Bolin and Bobby Bergie know the tunes really well. I'm always for playing absolutely as many Tommy tunes in the set as we can. I know 28 of Tommy's tunes. I've got the list that I brought with me, so it's easy for me to count. And not many people know all of them. And this year, really, really hoping to break out some that people don't hear very often.
Give me a song we wouldn't normally hear from a Tommy Bolin.
The Devil is Singing Our Song by James Gang. forgetting it because I just learned it. Let me try.
You know, I'm enjoying it, and I'm certainly looking forward to tonight. And John, I really want to thank you for coming in here today, and Trace, you know, for all the work, man, that you've done on this Tommy Boland Festival. I mean, it should be here in Tommytown.
Well, it is. Tommytown is privileged to have the festival this weekend, Big Daddy, and hopefully it'll never leave Sioux City.
And I hope you're absolutely right. And what we're trying to get, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to get you to do is come on down and support one of Sioux City's own, Tommy Boland. It's going to be at the Chesterfield. And right in between, Trace, is it right in between Chesterfield and McBear's? It's going to be an outdoor show.
Exactly. It's the paved lot.
Here, pull that microphone up a little bit there now.
The paved lot between Chesterfield and McBear's. And it starts at noon Saturday. It's going to run all day. And fortunately, it's going to be nice and warm so the folks can come out and soak up a little bit of sunshine.
And soak up a few beers as well, because I'm sure that you either got Budweiser or Coors or somebody involved in
this
thing.
There's a rumor that there will be distribution of adult beverages.
Yeah, I'm sure that there will. And John, I let me shake your hand, man. I don't want to break your picking finger here, because we're going to need it tomorrow night. And Trace, thank you very much.
My picking fingers broke.
I wish you the best of luck. And again, what's that email site that you can learn how to play Tommy tunes on?
Well, if you go to www.tboland.com and look for the fan area button, there's a list of tunes that I've posted audio tutorials on how to play. Or else go to my site at www.rampantzone.com. And look on my music pages, and you can find. I've started tracking my website, and I've had so many downloads on those tunes. That's why I know that there's more kids doing it, because I did like a gig and a half of downloads of that in the first part of this month already.
Yeah.
From Australia and Iran. Dude, I can't tell you what it feels like to have people from Iran and ostensibly hostile countries download. I mean, can you imagine? Because we don't have any people in Iran right now. Some cat in Iran is into Tommy Boland and trusted me enough to download.
But yeah, he's picking up some good stuff in Afghanistan, man.
Yeah, I'm going myself.
Hey, I'm going to go listen. Let's listen to some Tommy Boland here. And we're certainly looking forward to hearing you guys tomorrow at the big Tommy Boland Festival. Let's do some Tommy here this morning. Here's Wild Dogs. Rock's Coolest Hits, Cool 99.5.